This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for March 2nd, 2022. Jefferson County Public Health reported 8 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 3,074. There are currently 70 active cases in isolation, and 5 Jefferson County residents are hospitalized. Dr. Allison Berry, Public Health Director for Jefferson County, announced at Monday's commissioner briefing that the mask mandate in Jefferson County would end March 11th. This follows the same guidelines as the state, as Governor Inslee announced last week his plans to move the date when the mask mandate would end from March 21st to March 11th. But Dr. Berry cautioned listeners by recommending masking indoors still, and she said those who are at high risk for COVID-19 should definitely still wear masks, particularly high-quality masks such as KN95s or full N95s. She also cautioned those who were unvaccinated, explaining that the unvaccinated are still at high risk for severe disease, and that those who are unvaccinated, including children, should wear a high-quality mask in indoor spaces. The Port Townsend City Council may be looking to change some of the city's zoning codes to require developers to build more affordable housing. The topic came up at the very end of Monday night's City Council meeting, first brought forward by Councilmember Monica McHager, who asked that the council add working on inclusionary housing ordinances to their list of things to do this year. McHager suggested the city consider code that would require new housing developments to include a certain percentage of affordable housing within the project. She also suggested they create code that would require developers to include one electric car charging station within every new housing development. New City Council member Aislinn Diamante was quick to jump in with support for this idea. She explained that back in 2017, she was part of a group of activists trying to get some of these inclusionary code changes on the city's agenda, but she was told at the time that not enough building happens here for it to be worth the city's time. But now there are 2 large housing developments being constructed in Port Townsend, and neither of them includes any affordable housing. The first home, built at the Cook Avenue Development Project, sold for more than $700,000, and the upcoming Madrona Ridge development off of Discovery Road and Rainier Street also offers no affordable housing. Diamante said she hoped that maybe by the time the next 160-unit development comes through for permitting, the city could have some of these inclusionary codes on the books that would require developers to include affordable housing in their projects. But the council member's energy towards this project was somewhat stifled by City Manager John Morrow, who reminded them that the city already has a work plan set for this year, and that there is currently no development director to lead the building department at the moment, since former director Lance Bailey quit last year. It might not be something the city can get to until 2023, he said. Morrow did say he would have to talk with city staff and bring it back to the council with some reflections on whether or not they have the capacity to take this project on. But he ended it by saying he loved the energy of the discussion. Today at 2 p.m., the Port Townsend Marine Science Center will be launching Phase 1 of its plans for the flagship landing building, and celebrating this fact with a preview open to the public of the new exhibit space and store downtown. In August, the Marine Science Center announced the purchase of the flagship landing building located at 1001 Water Street, downtown Port Townsend, and it will eventually house the Marine Science Center's aquarium, exhibits, store, labs, and offices. Today, the center will be celebrating the first phase of the project with a preview of the space and a small gathering where City Manager Morrow will speak, as well as Commissioner Kate Dean, Marine Science Center Executive Director Janine Boire, and Board President Ellen Hargis. The event will begin at 2 p.m. at the flagship landing building and is open to all. Learn more about the project at the PT Marine Science Center's website. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.